it took $330 million to build Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady. The gambling hall is celebrating its first anniversary today. In November 2013, 57% of New York voters approved a constitutional amendment backed by Governor Andrew Cuomo to expand casino gambling. A year later, three casinos were proposed for the Southern Tier, four in the Albany-Saratoga region, and nine in the Catskills and Hudson Valley region. Eventually, Schenectady got the nod from the state's Gaming Facility Location Board to transform a decrepit brownfield into a destination resort. Fast forward to February 2017.
Today is just all good news. It really is a dream come true. We would be talking about this project sometimes, and I would just say it's just too great. It's just too unbelievable that something this grand and this powerful was going to happen. But it did. The dream came true. The vision turned into reality.
The Rivers Casino and Resort at Mohawk Harbor took 14 months from shovel to shuffle.
Welcome, everyone, to Rivers Casino Resort.
Then General Manager Mary Cheeks addressed reporters a week before opening day at the gleaming new gaming hall, which since has fallen short of projected revenue of $5.8 million a year in gaming tax, which contributed to an 18% decrease in the city property tax.
We all know that didn't happen, and there's no one to blame. Maybe the council for being a little too much, ignorant to the fact that maybe these numbers couldn't happen.
Vince Riggi is an independent member of the Schenectady City Council.
The administration chose not to have a host agreement with Rivers Casino, with Rush Street Gaming. So that would have been a locked-in payment every year. And we ran a deficit in 2017 because we budgeted too much for casino revenue. We budgeted $2.75 million, and it came in a little over two.
Stockade resident David Giacalone opposed the casino from day one.
The other number that is interesting is that Rush Street projected to the location board that it would make $181 to $222 million in its first year of operations. Instead of that figure, it actually had a total of $129.2 million, which is significantly less than even the low end of that projection. And that probably is why their general manager, Ms. Cheeks, was asked to leave a couple of months ago. We're in a situation now in which we don't know what Rivers Casino is thinking about its future. The failure to meet the projection might be why they brought in a new general manager, Rob Long, whose previous experience with Rush Street was to sell their very first casino only 4 years after it opened down in Mississippi in 2012. And so I don't know if Mr. Long is brought in as an expert in looking for a new buyer, but that's a possibility.
Rush issued a statement saying Cheeks had left to pursue other opportunities. She had been with a Chicago-based casino operator for 7 years. Giacalone doesn't see Schenectady as a tourist destination and believes casino saturation is on course to overturn the higher revenue projections.
A $1 billion casino complex is opening in Monticello. If you look at the two so-called resorts, there's only one that looks like a tourist resort, and that's Monticello. There's no way on earth that ours does.
The Schenectady County Legislature issued a statement congratulating Rivers on its anniversary, saying the county received more than $2 million in gaming revenue during the first year. The State Gaming Commission and a spokesman for Rivers Casino were not available for comment. Rivers is celebrating its anniversary with a month of promotions. For more information, visit wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.